Hello, hello. Hello. Welcome to the Daughter Podcast. My name is Samantha Grimes, and I'm a certified life coach and Christian counselor and the CEO of Samantha Grimes Life Solutions, LLC, a wellness company that offers a wide variety of coaching and counseling services. If you are interested in any one-on-one services or group services, please head to our website at www.sgls.info, and we look forward to working with you. Now, this is actually my second time recording this. We had some technical difficulties, but we are back here and we're going to just take it from the top. Let's go ahead and knock out our housekeeping things. I have some goodies that I want you to absolutely be a part of. And the first goodie is our membership community. Yes, be a part of our inner circle family. If you are a fan of this podcast, or maybe not, but or a fan of any of the SGLS content, or you're just looking for a community of sisters to be a part of, you want some identity development, some mentorship, you want some growth, you want some sunlight and some water to what you have going on, this is the perfect place for you. It is our The Daughter Membership Podcast community. And there we do live Q&As around the episodes, as well as we do live lessons, live Bible studies, and we connect as women, as well as group coaching. If any of that is up your alley, I'm going to make it very simple. Just head to our website at www.sgls.info and inbox us that you want to be a part of it. And we will get back to you within 24 to 48 hours with information on how to become a part of it. As well as maybe the longer way of doing it is head to our Instagram and you go to our link tree and you will see a link directly to pay for that membership group. It's $40 a month. That is an option as well. But to make it simple, you can just go to our website and message us and we will get back with you as soon as possible. Another goodie that we want to share with you is that I've written two books. Yes, two books. The first book is called Feel So Good to Be Loved, 21 Days of Discovering the Authentic Love of God. Y'all, it's such a good book. I can't tell you how many testimonies I've gotten from this book, how many people have been blessed, how many clients. We're able to use this book as content in our sessions to work through some issues. It's such a powerful book, and it is about receiving the love of God. And I know so many people are like, I know that, girl. I got that. I know that. We think we know it. Listen, I still think I know it, and there's still more, so much more that I have to learn to really open up my life in even a greater way. Man, there's so much power in receiving the love of God, and sometimes we need to figure out, you know, where we're not doing that and what that really means, how to do that, what that's going to actually practically and spiritually look like. And the book has some questions behind each chapter of the devotion style book. Because each day is a chapter, pretty much. And there are questions behind each day, and they're very triggering, and they're really meant to help you, help your mind go in the right direction, to get the right vantage point, to get the right perspective, to really get the right heart, and to really receive what your Father has been wanting to get you, and you didn't even know that you were longing for. Yeah. Also, another goodie is another book that I've written called Significant, Slaying the Demon of Low Self-Esteem and getting back to your day one significance. Family. There are some major hurdles that are in the way as causing many to remain in a place that God has been wanting to break you free from for years. Sometimes we don't understand the simplicity of our significance, the simplicity of our value, and we're over here just working tooth and nail, and there's been so many walls and strongholds that the enemy has risen up that as soon as you face them, you're going to see on the other side, not only is it yours, but that it's easy. And I want you to have that. This book is going to help break down those barriers, help you ask the right questions, help you to pray in the right direction, and to really step back into the place that God always, always, always intended for you. Not one moment did he intend anything else. Okay? And our last goodie is book a session with me, family. We have a sale going on right now where it's up to 40% off on new contracts for coaching and counseling clients, family. Some of y'all have been looking for your sign, looking for your open door, looking for your window. And baby, this is it. Okay. This is how you get in right here. Listen, so many of you, you can listen to 1,000 podcasts, read so many books, do so many different things. But something shifts when you book that session and we can get into the unique details of what's going on in your life, your mind, your story, and experience the freedom God wants you to have. Listen, we have a God that makes us free, but we also don't get to decide what he's going to use to do that. Sometimes he uses people. Sometimes he uses programs. Sometimes he uses what you did not expect, but it doesn't matter because all of it is in his hand and he is a good, good father. So if you would like to book a session with me, a wide variety of sessions to choose from, then visit our website at www.sgls.info. And we look forward to working with you. All right, family. I'm hype about this topic. And it's a topic that I know is needed. I know. You ain't got to convince me. I know. Before we get into it, we're going to go ahead and we're going to have some prayer time. You know how we do, and then we're going to get into this conversation, and we're going to end with a bang, family. Many of you don't ever realize this is our last episode of season one. Y'all, we've made it to the end of season one. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Okay. We have made it to the end of season one, you guys, beginning again. And so that means season two is right around the corner, and that's going to be, it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be great. But let's finish this off with a bang. So let's pray. Well, Father, we love you. We honor you. We adore you. We exalt your name, God. There is nobody worthy, nobody who loves us, nobody who is good to us or who can take care of us the way that you can, the way that you always have, and the way that you always will. Father, this is not just another podcast episode. Father, this is a tool in your hand, Father God, to continue to heal, to transform, to restore, to strengthen, to empower your daughters. For love's sake, you love us. And for freedom's sake, you have set us free. God, we honor you. We bless you. We adore you. And we ask now for your anointing and the glory and the weight of your glory to rest upon this podcast episode. I pray, God, let every word that comes out of my mouth be your words and not my own. I yield my tongue. I yield what I think that I know. I yield my notes and I get into, God, agreement with you. Right now, Father, I pray, God, for your spirit to be so heavy and to lead the charge. I know, Holy Spirit, you're already here, but we invite you even more. Lead the charge. Drive the car. Let every heart listening to this be conducive, be opened up, and receive of this truth, Father God, in a beautiful and supernatural way. I thank you right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, that the women listening to this, God, are going to be forever changed. They're going to be drawn closer to you. It's going to advance the kingdom of God. And above all, they're going to know how much you really love them and what that means. We thank you and we praise you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. All right, family. So the name of this topic, if you have not peeped, it is the love of God. It is the love of God. Y'all, this is a huge topic. It is a huge topic. See, one thing that I, you know, I'm not a fan of is that in Christian society, Christendom, we have magnified some things that should be minimized and minimized some things that should be magnified. One thing I've learned as a believer is that there are no elementary principles in the Bible. There are foundational principles. And any mature believer, why do I have a stapler? Any mature believer will tell you that they have to revisit the fundamentals multiple times throughout their life. What God loves me means now is incredibly different than what it meant all the years ago when I first gave my life to the Lord. And as season progresses more and more, as time goes on more and more, it has more value. It's like you always knew that you needed God, but then you get to the point in your journey where you realize, oh, snap, I need God. That's crazy, right? But we get there. I want to share this testimony with you guys. It was a testimony of how I got saved. It's actually in the introduction of my book, Feel So Good to Be Loved, which I still recommend that you get because, honey, the Lord breathed all over that. Okay. I talked about how I got saved. I was a college student at the time, and I was living not for the Lord, if we just want to keep it real. I wasn't okay from day to day. And the thing is, most of my friends and most of the people that I was around weren't okay. Not being okay was very normal. I remember every night I would crawl off to bed, and no matter how much I laughed that day or how much I had going on, I would get in the bed and I would just have this sinking feeling, and I just wasn't okay. I'll put it like that. I go into greater detail in the book, but I wasn't okay. And I was doing things, a lot of sinful things, to cope, to satisfy, to get through. And it worked for a little while. But this is the thing. These are false validations. So they have a lifespan. Just like they talk about gateway drugs, meaning it's only going to work for a little while, and then you're going to keep needing to go higher and higher and higher just to get the simplest high, you know. So anything in your life that you have used to replace God or to satisfy or make yourself okay, they're all gateway drugs, meaning they're going to run out on you. And then you're going to be looking for something higher and higher and higher. And then you're going to wonder, how did I get so far? How did I get so deep in this mess in my life? And I remember my church back home in Atlanta at the time was going on a fast. And at this point, I'd try anything. I was just in a place. Okay. And my mother gave me this book that I had not picked up or read. It was just like amongst my things type of ordeal. And so what I did was I encompassed the book with the fast. And I remember they did the Daniel fast. And at the time I didn't know anything about a Daniel fast. So what I did was, child, I was just eating French fries. I don't even know if that was okay to eat in a Daniel fast, but it was the only thing I knew. So I was eating French fries in the cafe every day because they weren't serving a lot of, yeah, I went to an HBCU. Okay. And I would love to say that they served a lot of vegetables, but they didn't. We had like fried chicken Tuesday, macaroni and cheese. Like, it was just, you know, I can't tell you how much spinach they cooked. Okay. They did have a salad bar, but it just didn't do it for me. Either way, so I was eating French fries every day. And I remember I was reading this book, and it was a book called Lead Me, Holy Spirit by Stormy O. Martin. And I was reading that book every day, reading a couple pages, a chapter. I had a prayer at the end of them, and it was powerful. And I was just going through the motions, like, we'll see. If I'm even more transparent, I don't think I had a whole lot of faith. I don't think I had a whole lot of faith in the process at all. And I was on the fast, and I'm talking to God, and my prayer life is not very pretty. It's not very sparkly. Okay. I didn't have a prayer language yet. I didn't know how to pray scripture. And don't get me wrong, I grew up in church. I heard all of that, but I had no interest in it. So I wasn't letting God teach me anything. And I remember one night I got to the end of a particular chapter, and I was just reading every night the same chapter. I'm like, keep reading, studying for a class. And I remember I got to this one chapter, and I was reading this prayer, and I'm going to be very transparent with you. I don't remember the chapter. I don't remember what the prayer said. I don't. Because the power wasn't really in that. It was in God. He just used that. But I was reading it, and I had an encounter, you guys. I was reading it, and I got to the end, and I think I was about to say, in Jesus' name, amen. And I felt like this weight just follow me, and it knocked me on the floor, onto my knees. And I began to weep and wail. And to this day, I thank the Lord that my roommate practically lived at her boyfriend's house. So she was not there. So it was just me alone in that room. And I remember, I don't know how I got my bathroom floor, but the bathroom and the bed were really close together. So that's probably how, but I was on the floor and I was weeping, and it was like this supernatural release of all that I had been carrying emotionally for so many years. And I felt for the first time in my life how much God loved me. It was no longer a theory. It was no longer an idea. It was no longer something we religiously say at church. I encountered it. It literally knocked me off my feet. I would love to tell you that I'm being dramatic. I would love to tell you that I'm fabricating and I'm adding some fuel to the fire and I'm trying to make this story seem so wow, but it was wow. It really happened. And you guys, from that day, I was never the same person ever again. I couldn't be. And I'm not telling you I got off that floor and I started going to church, because I didn't. I'm not going to tell you I got off that floor and I suddenly had knowledge of the Bible and can pray and had 14 tongues. No, I did not. No, I did not. Okay. Not at all. But I encountered the love of God and it changed me. I knew that day. I didn't know where my life was going to take, where that journey was going to go, but I knew I would never be the same. Something had been deposited in my heart. Something had been deposited in my mind. Something had been deposited in my spirit. And I was no longer the same woman. And for many of you, I'm not even talking about an encounter, because so many of you have had your own encounters. You've had your own experience with God and you know Him and all of that. But many of you have never received the love of God. You know about it. You acknowledge it. And as a matter of fact, you spend your days, you spend your life trying to show God how much you love Him, forgetting that the power is always going to be in how much He loves you. See, I talk about this throughout the book, but I also talk about this throughout the podcast. You guys, loved people do things differently. Loved people do things differently. There's certain fears that loved people don't really engage. It doesn't mean that they don't feel it. It means I know who loves me, and I know who the person who loves me is capable of. You know, the whole thing about being a daddy's girl is special. They feel invincible. Most daddy's girls do. And I don't mean little girls that they love their daddy. I mean, the daddy was a present father. Okay. He was a good father. All right. He expressed love well, even if it wasn't perfect. It's not that their daddy think their dad is superhuman, but it's the comfort and the confidence of knowing that I will never be in this alone. There's always going to be somebody that's going to show up for me. There's going to always be somebody that supports me. There's going to always be somebody that's going to fight for me. There's going to always be somebody that's willing to use their last dime to make sure that I have. That is the power of the daddy's girl. Now, if we take it to a higher plane, being a daddy's girl from God, your dad is invincible. Your dad can do anything. See, the Bible says He knows our end from our beginning. That means that there is no moment and season of your life He has not already seen. He has not already made a way of escape. He has not already put parameters in place to protect you. He has not always. That's why when we go through trials and tribulations, it's for us. It's not to us, because you can't do what you want to do to sons. You can't do what you want to do to daughters. It don't work like that. There is somebody that has already seen this coming. And the only reason it wasn't even allowed to happen is because He allowed it, because of what He is doing and building on the inside of you. But if it is not that, then God is 100% on your side, ready to fight with you, stand with you, support you, and pull you out of anything He needs to pull you out of. That is the life of ones who are loved by God. Like when you, if you love me, I expect you to be good to me. If you love me, I expect you to favor me. If you love me, I expect you to be there for me. If you love me, I expect you to never leave me and never forsake me. If you love, it's almost like when there's infidelity in a relationship, the question that comes up is, do you love me? Because loving me would bring your behind home at night. Okay. Loving me will make you turn away from the possibility of being with somebody else. Loving me will make you do things for me without me asking, without me thinking about it, because love is lethal. Love is powerful. Love, it covers a multitude of sins. It changes you. It changes things. So many of us have never received that. So many of you are living your life like, I don't get to have that. I can have a portion of that. I can have a reasonable, logical dose of that. I can have the, as much as that of that as I can be worthy of that. So if you don't feel very worthy, you will reject love at all costs. Think about foster children and foster homes, right? They're used to being tossed to and fro. They're used to having nobody that really values them. They're just a number. They're trying to get you out like cattle. And then they get finally in a healthy and fruitful home. And they've been praying for this their whole life. And most foster children they reject it in the very beginning. Why? Because I pray for a father my whole life, but I don't recognize love. So this fathering and this loving that you're doing, it is foreign to me. This mothering that you're doing, it is foreign to me. I don't know it. I don't have a relationship with it. I'm not acquainted with it. And so many of us look at that and we're like, you know, I can understand that. But so many of you, you're living your life like a foster child. Like nobody adopted you. You know how many kids they get into the foster child home, they get into the new parents' home and they out here stealing? They don't realize they're stealing from themselves. This is your house now. That's your food in the fridge. That's your bed that you lay your head on. That nice and fancy stuff, it's all a part. It belongs to the family now. You're a part of that family. And as long as you are believing that there are things that you don't get to have, that you got to put on the shelf and that you, that's not receiving the love of God. That's keeping it at bay. If you're waiting to feel like you're worthy, like you deserve it, like it looks good, you'll never have it. It's like being in love. Somebody can want to love you right all day long, but if you don't let them, then you won't experience it. And it may seem hard, but that's your gift. That's your gift. I get to choose. I don't have to just bow to whatever comes in front of me. I get to choose what's better. And He is what's better always. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. He made the ultimate sacrifice, the ultimate expression, the ultimate proposal. He is offering you a love that is utterly scandalous, a love that does not make any sense, a love that is just not fair. And you get to live a life that's not fair. You get to receive, you get to eat of that and drink of that and lay in that every single day of your life. And so many of us have never even began to receive it. I can't even get into the depths of this in one episode. I can't. It's not possible. I recommend my book. I recommend the Word of God, and I recommend pursuing God for your own encounter, because I'm still like even when the Lord put it on my heart to do this episode, I was hesitant, not because I don't know about the love of God. I mean, I literally wrote about it, but there's still so much more to learn and to know. And I had to know that whatever I'm giving you is only going to be a piece of the story. But I hope this podcast points you to the One. Points you to love personified. And that is Him. That is Him. So the first point that I want to hit on is that love changes you. I told you a piece of my story, and it changed me. It changed me. I tried to go back into the same environments with the same people. And even though I was still fully capable of doing the same things and talking the same way, something was different. I was different. We live in a world that preaches consequences. And don't get me wrong, you need to know about consequences, okay? You need to know the fat meat is greasy. you need to know it's something to play with. Okay. I'm all with that. But consequences don't change people. And the reason that we know that consequences don't change people is because people go to jail and they get out and commit the same crime that got them in jail to begin with. We know consequences don't change people because people can cheat on you and apologize and then go cheat on you again. We understand that consequences don't change people because there are people who actively know that there are going to be a negative consequence to this, and they're still doing it without fear. Because I'm sorry, that does not change people. So what changes people? Well, grace changes people essentially, but the root of that, the greatest of these, is love. Because love opens the door for grace, and that's something that you don't deserve, and it doesn't make any sense. And you, and many people, I think their greatest fear is that people will receive that kind of love and that kind of grace, and they're going to abuse it and go back into sin and make a fool of God. But in actuality, it affects us on a physical and emotional and a spiritual level, on our soul, in such a supernatural way that it makes you want to be better. Like, I don't deserve this. So how do I say thank you for that? Live better. Do better. Or in the words of Jesus, go and sin no more. See, I mean, look at the miracles of Jesus. You never always hear the backstory of how people got in the position that they were in. Some people, they put themselves in those positions. Some people let some demons in. Some people did some things that were unmentionable, and what they were battling with was the consequence of doing that thing. And God would heal them and say, your faith made you whole. But then he would say something so powerful. He would say, go and sin no more, meaning the grace I've extended to you, the love I've just extended to you, that's going to be the thing that causes you to not do this to yourself again. And even if you do, he'll be there. And I know that doesn't seem fair. And I know it's just like, man, that you can just mess over on God. Yeah, God's not insecure. So you can't mess over on him. He knew exactly what you're going to do, when you were going to do it. Even if you think you plan God, you're not. He's choosing to do this for you. He's choosing to love you. He's choosing to give his only begotten son. Love changes who you are. Some people, their transformation is so legitimate, and you're trying to figure out, like, hey, was it exercise? Was it a change of diet? Was it a motivational speech? Was it just strong work ethic? No, love entered the chat. Love entered the room. And some of you, when you have a conversation about beginning again, the conversation you need to have is, Lord, how do I begin to let love in again? How do I let it change me? Because as long as you're trying to control how love functions, which is God, and trying to control God is just a waste of time. It's not going to work. Just let it go. You're still fighting against it. But when you let it in, you let God love look the way it's going to look and sound the way it's going to sound and smell the way it's going to smell and be the way it's going to be. There you go. You get to see, you get to feel so good. Feel so good to be loved. Loved is not one-dimensional. It's not one way. Love is not super peaches and cream, nor is love only intense or only, what's a better word, Holy Spirit? Love is not just a disciplinarian, but love can be. Love is multifaceted. Love is multidimensional because it is birthed from a multifaceted, multidimensional God. You are a multifaceted, multidimensional human being. So just like you can't be put in a box, neither can love be put in a box. And you have a lifetime of learning what that looks like. And God's only thing is this, it's like, okay, well, just receive. Just believe. That's it. That's all I want you to do. There's so much of the weight and pressure of the world that we carry, and we haven't let love in. We haven't let it pull its own weight. You are trying to pull its weight. Love opens your eyes. Y'all, I'm gonna be very transparent with you. I have been offended in my life. There are people that I have deeply not liked. I'm just gonna be honest with you. I know you're like, oh, woman of God, we love all people. Yeah, but I don't like everybody. You know what I mean? Don't. No, there are many people in certain seasons of my life, I really don't like you. I really don't like you. And in those seasons, I'm always challenged to intercede for them. I'm always challenged to intercede for them. And you don't want to, because listen, there's a comfort in not liking somebody. Okay. You can just feel like if I don't know anything else in this world, before I lay my eyes closed for the last time, I know I don't like you. Okay. There's a comfort that should not be there about not liking people. But as I intercede for them, what enters the chat is God's love for them. And y'all, this may sound cliche, but that changes the story. It doesn't mean that how they're treating you is not wrong. It doesn't mean that what they're doing is not wrong. It doesn't mean that they don't need deliverance. But there is a compassion that you get to experience that not only sets you free. Let's put a pin in that. That sets you free, because you're thinking this is all about them, but sets you free, makes you free, but also changes what you see. Their actions lose their fire. Their actions lose their luster. Because it's like, oh my goodness, I see who this really is behind the scale. I see who this really is behind the mask, behind the attitude, behind the ugly comments, behind the shade, And you get to love them. I know it doesn't sound like a present, but it is. I know that doesn't sound like a gift, but it is. Love opens your eyes. Love causes you to see the world in a way that you've never seen it before. Love causes you to see yourself the way you've seen it before. Love lets you see the truth. Love lets you see the truth. Love lets you see the truth. Sometimes you're having a hard time seeing it because love has not entered the chat. It's your thinking, your overthinking, your mindset, the people you know, the relationship. Love needs to enter your story. Yes, God casted out that demon and he was talking weird and he rolled out on the floor. Absolutely. Okay, but love is going to meet you at the house when it's over and you might be afraid of being bound again. Love is what's never going to leave you or forsake you. Love is going to cause you to not feel rejected when somebody is trying to reject you. Love is going to be the thing that fights for you. Listen, I wrote this in my book. I said, love is going to be what fights for you every single day of your life. Because love is God. Love is God personified. There are reasons like, how do I know that God is going to show up for me? How do I know that's going to be enough? How do I know that I don't have to worry about it? Because love. Because he loves you. There is a security in knowing. If my husband, if his car broke down somewhere and he called me and said, Pam, I need you to get to me. He's going to be confident in asking me. You know why? Because I love him. Yes, I'm sure his friends love him. And yes, but I'm his wife. He knows I would do anything to get to him. I will call anybody. I will inconvenience myself. There's no amount of time I'm not afraid to wait to get to him. And if I'll do that and I am a limited, fallible human being, how much more will a perfect God not be willing to break the heavens and the earth to get to you? The Bible says that he leaves the 99 for the one. When love is into your life, you see someone leaving the 99 for you. You see yourself having the ability to fight for somebody else. Love opens your eyes. Love changes you. And my last point is that love is going to empower you. This list is not exhaustive. not even for a little bit. It is not exhaustive. Okay. I don't know if there's enough time in a podcast episode to get into the depths of the love of God. I may come back with this topic several times in life, because child, but love empowers. Love, God loves you too much to leave you the way that you are. That motivation to keep going, to keep moving, to keep pushing, to keep believing. I know you think it's because of your motivational chants. I know you think it's because of all the comments and compliments that people have given you. I know you think it's because of all of these reasons, but it is love that is the fire that is pushing you forward. It is the love of God that is not letting you be comfortable in what is not you. It is the love of God that is not letting you play it safe. It is the love of God that is not letting, no, you get to have this beautiful life. You get to have what you want to have. You get to believe for what you want to believe for. You get to do what you want to do. You get to not be afraid of the mountains, but you get to speak to them and command them to move, because love is not going to leave you the way that you are. Which means God is not going to leave you the way that you are. God is not satisfied with your settling. God is not satisfied with your simplicity. God is not, no. All that overthinking, it could be simple. The Bible says, do not forfeit the simplicity of the gospel. Daughter, I'm not satisfied until it's easier for you. I'm not satisfied until you're free in your mind. I'm not satisfied until you're believing again. I'm not satisfied until you're empowered. I'm not satisfied until you're walking in authority. I'm not satisfied until you're doing all the things that you really want to do. I'm not satisfied until you're experiencing the optimal peak level of joy, peace, hope, and security in your life. Love. And the greatest of these is love. Love is going to leave you a hope that the Bible says will not disappoint you. Will not disappoint. Love causes you to live a life where you know that you are so well taken care of. You know, there are people that are so rich, they don't even know how much money on their credit card at a time. They just try to be spending. They know it's not going to run out. The love of God is never going to run out in your life. They live a life just taken care of. You get to live a life just taken care of. So, I mean, that's all I have for you now. Like I said, this is not exhaustive. There's so much more I could say. There's so much more I could say. But we gotta stop, because I don't want this to be a 2-hour podcast episode. But family, please follow Rewind and listen to our goodies again and get access. I recommend my book. I recommend my services. And family, I am so excited about season 2. Please follow us on social media so you can see the blast and the post, or get connected to our email list when season 2 is dropping, which is extremely soon. So head to our Instagram at Samantha Grimes TV, our Facebook at Coach Samantha Grimes. There's a link in our link tree on Instagram to get a part of our email list. And you can follow our YouTube channel at Samantha Grimes TV. All right, family. I love you guys so much. Talk soon.